Hello. Today, this is Kim Kettler Paddock with Republicans Overseas. And with me, I have John Richardson and Jim Gosart. And we're going to talk about RBT and why RBT is the only solution for overseas Americans to resolve tax issues. So, John, could you give us an introduction into what the current state of affairs is with regards to overseas Americans' taxation?
Well, the current state of affairs is that, in a very general sense, Americans overseas are treated exactly as though they live in the United States, but as though they lived in the United States with foreign assets, foreign income, and all the prohibitions, taxes, penalties, et cetera, that go along with that.
And Jim, you lived overseas for quite a long time. Could you mention a little bit about how you would see or define citizenship-based taxation?
Well, it's very punishing for an American living abroad because if you're working for an American company, your company is incurring taxes on you as an employee that the competition doesn't have to deal with. The non-U.S. competition doesn't have to deal with. And if you're a small business owner living abroad, then you know you're trying to be successful living outside the U.S. Running a small business. That's tough enough in any circumstance, and you're incurring taxes as an American abroad that your competition isn't. So it's very punishing across the board, Kim.
And so, John, could you just mention for me, because we often hear from people who will write in or comment on posts about citizenship-based taxation, that Americans living overseas don't have to pay any tax to their host country anyway, so that if the U.S. doesn't tax them, then they are basically living tax-free. Is that a true statement? Are Americans overseas basically living tax-free in their host countries?
Not only is that a false statement, an untrue statement, but it's an absolutely outrageously ignorant, stupid statement, because that assumes that the only kinds of taxes in the world are analogous to what the United States defines as an income tax. There are all kinds of countries that finance their revenues in different ways, for example, sales taxes, value-added taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So to make the claim, for example, that an American who lives overseas in a country that doesn't have an income tax, doesn't pay tax, is ridiculous. They just pay taxes that they're real taxes, but somehow they're not taxes according to the Internal Revenue Code.
But I would say that the majority of Americans actually live in countries where there are income taxes. Jim, would you agree with some of this data that we've seen that shows that the majority of Americans actually live in high tax jurisdictions such as Canada, Europe, et cetera?
I think that's generally true, Kim. It's really the exception where an American is living abroad in a low tax, in what the IRS would be considered a low tax jurisdiction. Most of those are probably in Asia. You know, you're talking Hong Kong, Singapore, but for the most part, Americans are living abroad in jurisdictions where the local tax is quite high. The host country tax is quite high.
So when I was living abroad, we had taxation of around 52% on our income. That was in the Netherlands. That was separate from the value-added tax, which you mentioned, John, which varied from 6% on some items up to 21% on top of other items. And so I think this misconception that if you're an American citizen, that you're somehow free and clear of taxes is, as you've stated, a very ignorant one. So in general, Americans who live overseas are subject to host country taxes, whether they are in Asia, where it's a 17% type tax, or whether they're in Europe, where you're talking upwards often of 50% in taxation. And on top of that, most Americans need to file a tax return with the United States. John, could you mention a little bit about that process?
Oh my God, it's far more than filing a tax return. If it were just filing a tax return, it would be sort of equivalent to the African dictatorship of Eritrea, which is the only other country in the world that has citizenship-based taxation. In that case, they just file a tax return with a small excise tax. But in the case of the United States, no, absolutely not. Not only is it filing a tax return, but it's compliance with the Internal Revenue Code, which actually the provisions impose this. Are you ready for this? More punitive taxation on Americans abroad than on resident Americans. So, like with most countries, if you sever tax residency and you leave the country, you will no longer be subject to that country's taxes. In the case of the United States, because of citizenship taxation, if you move out of the United States, you're actually taxed worse than if you lived in the United States.
Now, we've had a lot of input from people over the years about the cost of actually complying with this, with the tax revenue. I believe, Jim, that with some of the data we had collected anecdotally showed that the people paid on average about $1,000 for a basic tax return to have an American tax return prepared for them while they were living overseas. Was that your experience as well, or do you have anything to add on that?
Yeah, I think that would be at the very, very low end, based on my experience, Kim. It can rapidly go many multiples of that. You know, having a cost to prepare a tax return being $5,000 and above is my experience, not unusual at all. But Kim, what about yours? Because you probably ran into the same thing, because you've lived both in Europe and in Hong Kong. Would that pretty much connect with your experience?
When I was living in Europe and I was an employee, it cost me 750 euros to find someone who is competent to actually legally and correctly file my taxes. And that was, I don't know how many pages that would have been. That would have been 22 pages. Now, I was not working when I lived in Hong Kong, but I do receive some rental income from our main residence in the Netherlands. And it requires a 35-page tax return in order to basically state that I earned that revenue. And generally, I get about $23 back from the government. So at the moment, I'm not entirely sure what that cost is. That's currently covered through my husband's company, but that will come to a crashing halt next year. So I will once again get to find out exactly what that cost is. When we had been doing petitions, and we had done some anecdotal surveys, it looked about $2,000 was the average. And we have had people talk about tax returns of over 200 pages for their simple small businesses because the tax code is so tortuous. So overseas Americans, to sum up, if you live overseas, most people live in a country where there is income tax. So if you are working or earning there, you will pay income tax to that country. You must also file a tax return with the United States. You may also owe them tax as well. And this is a unique situation, which is only found really in the United States. You mentioned Eritrea, John, but it's far less torturous what they have to do. So we've had a number of actions in the past in attempts to rectify the situation and support overseas Americans. But as we've been working through this system, we've been changing our thinking about what would work best for Americans overseas. And we've now come to the position that we must go for pure residence-based taxation in order to solve Americans' issues. John, could you talk a little bit about what pure RBT would look like?
Absolutely. So pure RBT would look like a definition of tax residency like the rest of the world has, meaning this simply, okay? That there's nothing about being a U.S. citizen that would make you a U.S. tax resident. U.S. tax residency would have to be determined by other things like physical presence in the country, ordinary residence, or any of these other things. And if you left the United States and severed tax residency with the United States, you would no longer be a tax resident of the United States. So pure RBT is not what it is not about. It doesn't change whether you're taxed on worldwide income, okay? It doesn't change the fairness of the kinds of taxes you're subjected to. What it changes is whether you're subject to U.S. taxes because and only because you're a U.S. citizen. And that's the only solution that is going to solve all these problems for Americans abroad. Anything that pretends to solve it while keeping U.S. citizens because and only because they are U.S. citizens subject to the U.S. tax system is not a solution.
for those of us who are fortunate enough not to have to think a lot about taxes, if I would like to just for a moment to clarify. So if the U.S. moved to residence-based taxation, that would mean that, let's say, you are an American citizen living in the Netherlands, and you have some income that you're earning in the United States, such as dividends, perhaps from some shares that you own, and you also are employed within the Netherlands. So under pure residence-based taxation, the U.S. government would continue to have interest in the income that you were generating within its own borders, and that would be taxed at the regular rates. And it would no longer be interested in the income that you were earning in the Netherlands while you were a tax resident in the Netherlands. Is that safe to say as a summary?
That is safe to say as a summary, with the caveat that it is only because the income you describe is sourced in the United States. In other words, it's not who you are, but where the income is sourced that generates the tax obligation.
Correct. Because there, again, going back to our fans who have written in to tell us that overseas Americans pay no tax, we need to let them know that changing to RBT is not, again, moving American citizens into some kind of tax-free category. It's moving Americans into a category where they pay taxes where the income is earned. And if they are in a country which has RBT, they may also be taxed on their worldwide income, which gets into a whole other set of issues because every country kind of calculates that a little bit differently. But it, again, removes the situation where you are taxed purely for being an American citizen. Jim, do you have any other thoughts about RBT and about why pure RBT might be better than some of these other plans that are currently circulating?
I think it's the only solution that really makes sense here. It is the only way, really, to for Americans to be fairly taxed, Americans living abroad to be fairly taxed. There is far more too much concern in the U.S., particularly in Congress, worrying about homeland Americans who are trying to hide money overseas. That's an entirely different subject, and it's worthy of concern. There's a lot of ways that the IRS and Congress can deal with that. What we're talking about here is fairness for Americans who, for whatever reason, have chosen to live their lives outside the U.S., and they should not be penalized simply for that choice of how they choose to follow the American dream.
Well, thank you very much. I think on that note about the American dream, for those of us who have lived abroad, we dream of having a fair tax regime for our lives. And we hope that we are going to be able to move forward on achieving pure RBT for overseas Americans. So thank you very much, John and Jim, and we will get back to the exciting subject of tax next week.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Kim.